In a sports climate that often sees far too many athletes in the headlines for domestic violence, Lions players spoke out this week about preventing the problem. Back in August, the team made a groundbreaking $250,000 donation to Haven's domestic violence prevention program, Redefine, and players celebrated the first graduates of the 16-hour leadership development course with a reception at Ford Field. Not only did they hang out with the high schoolers who participated, but Amir Abdullah, Brandon Pettigrew, Haloti Nada, and former Lion Herman Moore got personal with the students about times they had to show leadership and speak up against the grain in their own lives.
My second oldest brother, just watching me, you know, with my wife, just he came to me. And what the cool thing is he humbled himself and took his pride aside and asked me, he's like, hey, how do you treat women? And he's older than me. So it shocked me. I was like, wow, like my older brother is asking me this.
I like to use the phrase the man box. You know, a lot of guys like to stay within the man box. If you guys kind of know what I mean. Joke with your friends, say things in the locker room that are kind of accepted, you know, just guys kicking it, you know, just talking. But sometimes those conversations and those discussions can get a little bit out of hand.
Sometimes you have to step out of the man box to, you know, really assert yourself as a individual, as a man of integrity. So sometimes kids, you know, adolescents, they're in the man box and they feel like, I want to be cool, so I'm going to do what all the guys are doing. But that's not always the right thing. So stepping out of man box is a big step, but it's a better step.
The players' talk helped drive home the messages the students learned through Redefine and set an example of professional athletes making the right decisions in this area.
I think that just being able to meet and talk to and hear their leaders, people that they consider to be leaders, speak about these issues is impactful for them. And it's also sort of a reward for having participated, shown up, and done the things that they needed to do to get here.
You know, a lot of kids really don't, you know, listen to people that they should, you know, with parents and relatives and stuff. And being able to come here and say a couple words, I think would help, you know, and just, you know, talk with all the other Lions that, you know, they'll listen to, you know, a superstar rather than your relatives. That's how teenagers are.
A lot of these kids are in a very impressionable state in their life, a state where they can go two ways, you know, be someone who's a leader in their community or someone who can just be another citizen in their community and just encourage them to be, you know, good leaders in their communities.
Organizers of the Redefine program hope ending the course this way will leave students with a lasting impression that moves them to make a difference in their spheres of influence.
I'm really hoping for continued activism, meaning that what we start here won't end here, that they'll go back into their schools, they'll organize film screenings, they'll talk about these issues with their peers.
To be a leader, I think you have to have courage.
If that's truly what you've learned, is what you believe, and you're willing to take those things and apply them, use them. Don't let it go to the wayside and continue to stand up for what you know is right.
It's difficult just because it's easy to talk about it. But when you're in the heat of the moment and when it's going on, will you be that person in that moment to be courageous and fearless to say, hey, I may not look cool in this moment, but in the long run, people are going to respect me for it, understand what I'm all about.
For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.